Welcome to Israel 18 News at 6 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Today, across Israel, skies are clear with mild temperatures. In Tel Aviv and Haifa, it's a pleasant afternoon to be outside. Meanwhile, in Jerusalem, the sun is setting, bringing a calm evening. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post, an expert says unresolved issues with Iran are due to Trump's mistake. This comment came earlier today. Also, Walla reports that an Israeli official confirmed coordination with the U.S. for another round of attacks against Iran. This news is just in. Also this hour, JNS reports that the suspect in the deadly 2025 firebombing in Colorado will plead guilty. This development came earlier today. Separately, from I-24 News, additional IDF soldiers face indictments over a large-scale smuggling operation into Gaza. This was reported 5 hours ago. And finally, Walla reports that the Israeli government has announced new compensation measures for those affected by the current situation. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English shared that French President Emmanuel Macron plans to speak with the Iranian president, urging the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. This was posted 2 hours ago. Ariel Oseran, a journalist, suggests Iran's strategy aims to push Gulf Arab states to expel U.S. forces, advocating for alliances with Iran instead. This was also shared 2 hours ago. Meanwhile, Memory reports Lebanese politician Eli Mahfouz criticized Hezbollah, blaming them for the Israeli occupation and calling for accountability. This insight was posted earlier today. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the tensions with Iran. Jerusalem Post highlights Benny Sabti from the INSS, who warns that Iran's confidence is growing. He suggests that a return to aggressive measures might be the only way to bring Tehran back to the negotiating table. This situation puts both Israel and the U.S. in a challenging diplomatic position. Turning to Israel's military coordination with the U.S., Walla reports on planned attacks against Iran. This follows recent escalations, indicating a deepening military partnership. The implications for regional stability remain uncertain as tensions continue to rise. Meanwhile, in the U.S., JNS states that the suspect in the anti-Semitic firebombing attack will plead guilty. This attack, which occurred during a rally, highlighted ongoing threats against Jewish communities. The plea may bring some closure to the victims' families. Separately, I-24 News reports on IDF soldiers indicted for smuggling into Gaza. This serious breach of military conduct reveals vulnerabilities in Israel's security framework. The consequences could affect the trust in military operations. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports that the Israeli tax authority is finally opening its system for compensation claims. This follows delays, ensuring that those affected by recent events can access financial support. Separately, Globes highlights Zygi's significant $60 million funding round, valuing the company at $500 million. The startup, led by IronSource founders, is making waves in the AI e-commerce sector. And finally, CTech elaborates on Zygi's rapid growth, noting its innovative AI-powered engine. This development underscores Israel's strength in tech innovation, attracting significant investment. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.